5:52 on Maryland's Morning News. Well, besides the plane being shot down over Ukraine, Israeli troops are now in Gaza. Joining us now is Daniel Eisenbud, reporter, columnist for the Jerusalem Post. It's great to have you back on the show, Daniel. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, Brian. My pleasure.
So what is the latest? Do we know how many troops are in Gaza right now? And what is the goal of the troops right now? What is the military objective here?
Right. Well, shortly after a five-hour UN-brokered ceasefire yesterday, Operation Protective Edge went into its second phase at 10 p.m. last night here, from aerial and sea assaults to a ground invasion with approximately 50,000 Israeli soldiers positioned at the Gaza border. In a statement issued by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he said the purpose of the ground operation was to destroy Hamas's underground tunnels, which are built for carrying out attacks against Israel. One such tunnel was used by 13 Hamas terrorists before dawn yesterday in an attempt to kill civilians at a kibbutz near the border with central Gaza, which is not far from Egypt, but the IDF thwarted the attack with an aerial assault. I personally believe the ground invasion will likely result in a necessary months-long occupation of portions of Gaza, until the area is purged of rockets, the tunnels are destroyed, and Hamas terrorists are arrested, expelled, or killed.
Yes, Benjamin Netanyahu said prepare for a significant expansion. Do we have any idea of what that phrase means?
Yeah, I think what it means is that there's a term you probably heard about when Israel has conflicts with Hamas and Gaza, it's called cutting the grass.
Okay.
What it means is that so often you have to, in a situation where you can't get a truce, where your rocket fire is inevitable, what they call cutting the grass means going in there and ostensibly trying to punish them enough so that they are incapacitated for at least a year or two. I think that that strategy, people feel exacerbated by that strategy, and at this point they want more of a long-lasting outcome.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I do think that there's very little choice in the matter for Israelis to go in there and try to stop the rocket launches from happening, from trying to purge the area of Hamas and try to restore order.
Has there been much resistance from Hamas? Have Israeli soldiers come across ground fire?
Yeah, at least one Israeli soldier was killed so far in the attack. I believe that was this morning. At least 50 rockets have been launched in Israel since the operation began, mostly in the south, although two rockets have been fired in Tel Aviv, but were intercepted by Iron Dome. However, the IDF overnight also hit more than 100 sites in Gaza, and succeeded in neutralizing 14 terrorists and several exchanges of fire. There have been street battles that have been going on.
Where is Hamas getting these missiles? And if Israel goes in there and tries to, you know, take care of the missiles that they have, for lack of a better phrase, can they get more, and how would they get more?
Yeah, I think they're getting them from Iran.
Yeah.
I think they're just going to have to be complete cutoff of areas outside of Gaza. Now, Hamas wants the Gaza borders to be open, but that means, though, that leaves them the possibility of getting better armed, more deadly weapons, more missiles. And Israel's not going to let that happen again. I think that what has to happen is you have to cordon off the entire area. And it's not meant against the people. It's meant to avert more weapons from getting in the area, which they are constantly getting from Iran.
It's a tough situation, because I know they want to protect civilians. They don't want to go after and kill civilians. Sometimes there's collateral damage. Are they trying to be surgical in what they're doing on the ground right now, or at this point are they
just...
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. The Prime Minister has repeatedly expressed regret for collateral damage suffered by innocent Gazans. But he has emphasized, rightly so, that Hamas is responsible for the human toll in Gaza because it uses them as human shields. Now, I have to say, it's very, very important to note that Hamas is guilty of dual war crimes against Israelis and its own citizens, Now, many news organizations from around the globe have patently blamed Israel for its quote-unquote aggression, for having the temerity to protect its citizens by putting an end to over 1,000 rockets fired into this country over the last 10 days. However, many of these same news organizations unremittingly and glaringly fail to mention Hamas's dual crimes against humanity, which is, one, purposely launching attacks against densely populated Israeli civilian areas, and then strategically using their most vulnerable population as human shields, ostensibly as media props during retaliations, using women and children, and then telling these same people to stay after Israelis have dropped tens of thousands of warnings from the skies, from phone calls to say, please leave, stay out of combat zones, stay away from Hamas. Literally, Israel has beseeched civilians to flee, to seek shelter and get away from Hamas terrorists. But the Hamas terrorists have kept them within close hands. They're using mosques, they're using hospitals, they're using schools to fire weapons, and it has put Israel in an untenable situation that no other country could handle.
Daniel, thank you so much for your time. We always appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.
Daniel Eisenberg, reporter, columnist for Jerusalem Post here on Maryland's Morning News.